Blog Talk Radio.
And all access to call exclusive.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Beau Marchand here with another edition of the NFL Draft Bible. And today we're heading down to Oklahoma with the Big 12, all Big 12 2009 defensive back Dominique Franks. He's a junior. He declared early, but he's making his way to the Indianapolis scouting combine next week. Dominique, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, obviously, you had a big decision to make. You decided to come out early. What's it like meeting with Coach Stoops and having that sit down where you're saying, "Hey, Coach, I'm about to take that next step." Can you share that with us?
It was hard. It was very hard for me. Because I did end up making the decision to come out early, and actually a month before our bowl game, I actually told the media, that I was gonna come back for another year. Because I didn't want to be bothered with the media and stuff. I just really wanted to be focused on winning my first bowl game in my 4 years of Oklahoma. So that even made it even harder when, after the bowl game, I sat down with my family, made my decision, and I had to go in there and tell them, Coach Stoops, me and my family think that, this is the best thing for me. But, he told me that he just wanted me to finish my degree, and that, he gave me his blessings to move forward.
Excellent. And since then, you haven't looked back. You're making your way to the scouting combine. Looking at the beginning of the season, obviously a little adversity right at the crack of it, Sam Bradford, Jermaine Grisham. When those guys went down, did that have any, influence on you maybe saying, "Hey, I should take my shot now in case you came back and got hurt?"
It really did. Me and Sam and Jermaine, we had ties before we actually came to the University of Oklahoma. We played basketball, and me and Sam actually went to middle school together, and I played AAU basketball with Jermaine. So, seeing those guys get hurt, it hurt me a lot more than it did a lot of other people on the team. It wasn't just the Heisman Trophy, winner from the previous year or the best tight end in the country. It was like, okay, these guys are really my friends. So it really hurt me to see those guys go down. And, that factored in a lot into my decision to end up coming out early. I didn't want to come back and have that on my mind and say, what about if I come back another year and get hurt? I didn't want that. I didn't want that to affect me playing my senior year, and I knew that was going to be on my mind. So, it was either me going back to school and not worrying about that at all, or me going back and being like, "Hey, every day you should have just gone ahead and put your name into the draft." So, I just sat back, I prayed about it, talked a lot with my family, and we just thought that this was the best choice for me.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Dominique Franks. He's played 39 games as an Oklahoma Sooner. He scored 3 touchdowns while he was in Norman. Now, looking forward and looking back, Dominique, can you believe that, your time in Oklahoma is over? Did it go really fast for you and that you're about to take that jump to the NFL?
Actually, when I was at the University of Oklahoma, before I even made my decision, it seemed like it did go by really fast. But, now that I'm here, it seemed like it went by even faster. I still remember the first day that I had to move my stuff into the freshman football dorms. And it was like, man, that was 4 years ago, but it really just felt like, it was just a couple of days ago. But, like you said, I'm happy with my decision, and I had a great 4 years at the University of Oklahoma, and on my last year I got my first bowl game win. So, that was really special for me.
Excellent. And I always like to kind of get a little bit inside the game, so the fans from Oklahoma that are listening to the show, they can kind of get a perception of what you felt, and when you're in Norman, Oklahoma, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium on a Saturday, what was the thing that got you fired up the most from the fans?
Before we ran out, we played There's Only One, There's Only One Oklahoma, and it has the previous Sooner greats, the Sooner coaches, hearing that and then hearing the fans cheer and then we run out, that was a very special moment for me. And just knowing that, hey man, it's game day, it's finally here, it's time to get it on and, perform in front of our fans and make sure this is a great game for us and for the fans as well.
Excellent. And you scored 3 touchdowns while you're in Oklahoma. Do you have all those game balls?
No, sir, I don't. I don't actually have none of the game balls.
Or the touchdown balls, I should say.
Yes, sir. No touchdown balls for me.
Is that by circumstance, or you just weren't worried about it?
Just weren't worried about it. You know, the main focus is winning. That's all it was. You know, the personal stuff, it doesn't matter as long as we win, and that's all I want.
Excellent. And once again, we're speaking with Dominique Franks, the 2009 Big 12 first team. Dominique, I'm looking forward now. Where have you been training for the combine?
I've been training at Performance Games.
Yes,
Los Angeles, California.
And Travell Gaines, obviously, they arranged this today. And what's it like training with Travell? I mean, what does he bring to the table that makes his facility so special?
Now, I really want to say the relationship. You know, the relationship that he started with me at the beginning of my football season. You know, just taking the time out and talking to me, and I could call him anytime, and you know, ask him, well, how's the program run and things like that. You know, it's just getting to know him before I even made my decision whether it was going to be this year or next year. So, you know, once I finally made my decision, I said, hey, I know that's where I'm going. And then it just made it a lot easier for when I got here to be able to work out right away. You know, it wasn't, man, I don't know what to expect. I already knew what to expect because I built a relationship with him before I even made my decision to come out. So it made the transition that much easier. And everything from what he told me, what it was going to be like, it's been adding even more. So I'm very glad that I made my decision to come out here and train.
And at Performance Gains, I mean, what have some of the things, you know, that they've shown you that you might have done wrong, maybe eating or maybe, you know, doing a certain exercise, maybe a stretch that you've done incorrectly, you know, the whole time? I mean, anything like that where you kind of had to make an adjustment that they've shown you the right way?
Yes, sir. You know, we have a nutritionist, and, you know, it's just showing us the proper things that we can and cannot eat. You know, as far as us lifting weights, you know, it's certain techniques that you use, you know, when you're squatting, and that a lot of people don't know that even though you put on a lot of weight, you can use the wrong technique, and it can cause you to have an injury while you're working out and even on the field. And, you know, here it's just we want to be injury-free on and off the field, so we use proper techniques while we're lifting to help us out to be able to lift more weights and even be successful on the field because we're training our bodies to always keep our feet under us, you know, and things like that just to help us to have a longer career as we're playing.
Excellent. And how about, I think Brian Jackson's out there as well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he is.
And I had Brian on the show. Any fun tidbits to share about Brian? Any funny habits or anything like that?
He loves snacks. I would have to say, if it's anything, you know, he's a big snack guy. You know, I used to call him D-Jack, you know, all that. Now I just call him snacks. You know, if you never ate a snack before, you can ask Brian Jackson what's his favorite, what's the best snack out there on the market. He's going to be able to give it to you on the tee, where you can buy it, how much it costs, anything like that. So to me, he's not Brian Jackson, he's snacks. You know, that's what I call him. That's the nickname that I gave him.
Excellent. And Dominique, you're going to really laugh when you hear this. When I had him on the show, he brought that up. And I told him I'm going to bring him Twinkies to the combine. And so he's counting on Twinkies. So when you see me deliver him Twinkies, I cannot believe you just said you call him snacks, because he brought that up on the show.
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. And, you know, you can't just bring him one Twinkie. You know, it's going to have to be about a 20-pack of Twinkies. But he's big on that. He goes at it all day. You know, the funny thing is when we actually went on our road trips for, you know, Oklahoma, we was roommates, you know, on away games. He would have a little sack. I mean, a little bag full of candy. You know, the sour patches. You know, the ding dongs, the little cookie cakes. You know, the cinnamon rolls. You know, all that. So, you know, I used to always give him a hard time. I'm like, man, you're not really big, but you eat like, you know, you can be a little fat person or whatever. So it's funny. We always joke about it like that, but he always shared. So I couldn't complain. Whenever I needed a snack, I can always go to B-Jack and get one for free.
And out of Performance Gains, is he still snacking, or is he trying to stay a little healthier?
No, sir. He cut that out quick. You know, just like you said, he talked to the nutrition lady. He know, hey, that's not good for my body. So, you know, he might snack a little bit, but he don't snack as much as he did when we was in school. So it'll be him being here paid off a lot for him.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Dominique Franks. He played 39 games with the Oklahoma Sooners. He was Big 12 first team this past season, and he's making his path towards the NFL draft. He's joining us this evening on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football. here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Dominique, I heard that your uncle's helping, watch over things and kind of, you know, been there for you through this whole process. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. You know, it's not really watching over, you know, too much of what they're doing. It's all about me, you know, because he knows that those guys, Travell and his staff, know what they're talking about. So now it's just, you know, when I do position drills, you know, it's, hey, maybe he played defensive back, so he know what it should look like, what it should look like, and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm really blessed that he can come out here and join me and make sure, you know, I'm doing everything right. You know, I'm taking everything as serious as possible and just preparing myself the best that I can to do great at the combine, the individual workouts and my pro day and things like that for the NFL teams and, you know, have a great chance to really impress.
And when you arrive in Indianapolis next week, I mean, is there anything that you kind of plan on knocking the socks off and blowing some NFL eyes?
To be honest, it's gonna be my 40. You know, right now they got me going as a high 4.4, you know, a 4.5 guy. You know, I think after I run my 40, you know, everybody's gonna be like, whoa, you know. I think he's gonna have to run again to make sure that's legit.
Excellent.
So I'm really excited for that.
Oh, excellent. And you know what? I'll leave us all in anticipation. I'm not even going to ask you. That way next week when we're all watching, you know, you guys fly, when that comes up, I'll make sure I get a hold of you afterwards. And I always ask everyone who comes on the show, you know, if Dominique Franks was on an NFL team in an NFL uniform, who are you going to remind us of the most that's in the NFL now?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. I really don't know. You know, I can't get ahead of myself and say I can – you know, do it. You always want to stay the great, so, you know, I can't answer that question.
Well, is there anyone that you kind of want to pattern your game after, or just someone you enjoy watching that you want to kind of emulate?
Oh, man, to emulate, yes, sir. Darrell Revis on the 90s. You know, being a corner and being able to have the friend of quarterback not to throw your way, or know that if he throw your way, you know, it's going to go back the other way. You know, so I definitely want to pattern my game, you know, after those guys.
Excellent. And we're speaking once again with Dominique Franks. Before we let you go today, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out. You ready to roll with that?
Yes, sir.
First down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your punt return skills, your great defensive back skills, what skill or talent are you going to showcase to America?
Would it have to be football or anything?
Anything.
It would be basketball. I'm great at basketball. I'm a better basketball player than I am football, so that would definitely be it.
That's a pretty bold statement because you're a pretty good football player.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. And then if you could go out with any celebrity to dinner, which celebrity would you like to take to dinner?
Is it male or female? It's just anybody.
Oh, female. I'm sorry. Female.
Okay. Okay.
My bad.
That's all good. I would say Eva Mendes. She's my favorite. I would love to take her out to dinner.
Excellent. That's not a bad choice at all. And I tell everybody else after they answer, Alicia Keys and Beyonce are the distant front runners right now in this contest. It seems like almost almost one out of every three guys that come on the show usually fire off an Alicia Keys or a Beyonce. But all the women that has been chosen, nobody I don't think would be disappointed if they were sitting across of you. At a dinner. And Dominique, the final question before we let you go tonight. When's the last time you cried over a game, either a win or a loss? Has that ever occurred, and when was the last time?
I would have to say for the last game that we lost.
Okay.
I get so into it, you know, you put so much into it, so when you come up short, you know, it hurts.
Excellent. And if you could go back to school, who would you like to take down? If you could go back one more time and take down any school, who would you like to take down?
Florida? We lost to them in the national championship. I'd love to be able to play those guys again.
Excellent. Hey, well, Dominique, we want to thank you for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and we want to wish you the best next week in Indy, and we hope your 40 time is faster than even what you think it could be. So.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Yep, no problem. And that's Dominique Franks, the Oklahoma Sooners' Big 12 2009 first-team defensive back, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And Dominique Franks is one of the top defensive backs in this upcoming draft. He's a guy that you guys want to keep your eyes on with because, like I said, another kid. I mean, I say it after every show, but like I said, I mean, we're bringing you first, second-round graded guys, and he's going to, you know, he has the possibility to be a first-round grade, if not a very early second-round pick. So, you know, him. He's training out at Performance Gains. And like you said, you got to see the personal side of it. It wasn't so much the physical training of why he decided to go to Performance Gains. It was talking with Travell Gaines from Performance Gains, you know, to get an idea that, hey, you know, this is a relationship. It's not just a business. I mean, he's going to care about his guys. And that's one reason that Dominique Franks, a highly touted first, second-round pick, chose to go to the Performance Gains. I'm your host, Bo Marchant, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, sponsored by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And remember, if you check out the site, www.nfldraftbible, you can find all these links. The guys, they do a great job of getting these up and getting prepared. They're great to look at, great to read. You can listen to as well. You can download it. You can iPod it, MP3 it. Whatever you want to do, you can listen to it in the office. You can stay in touch with the guys that are going to be the top picks in this next NFL Draft 2010. Remember, it's going to be taking place on a Thursday night. So us NFL Draft diehards who, you know, the days of all day Saturday and Sunday are now over. This is going to become a three-day event. I'm your host, Bo Marchant, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
I was talking to myself.